Ave Satanas, and hail my brothers. Today I begin the podcast with a prayer for Satan's kingdom. Praise hail Satan. Glory be Satan, the father of the earth, and to Lucifer, our guiding light, and to Belial, who walks between the worlds, and to Lilith, the queen of the night. As it was in the void of the beginning, is now and ever shall be, Satan's kingdom without end. So it is done. Nema. Ave Satanas. I talk to you today about prayer. Satanic prayer as a spiritual tool. You would have noticed I started the podcast with the ringing of bells. The bell has traditionally been one of our praying tools. When we start with a ritual, we ring the bell. This causes vibration and disrupts the quiet. It puts energy in the air. And this allows the beings to manifest. This allows them to speak to you. It also helps as a way to center yourself. As a Satanist, we oftentimes need to center ourselves. And we need to find ourselves a way to connect with the force of Satan. Now, it is easy to say, go and pray. But as many of you have asked me, that's all fine and good, but how? What? What should I do? What should I say? Is there a written prayer that I should recite? Is there any words that I should say? My answer to that is start with simple meditation. Oftentimes, not saying a single word is more effective than speaking books and volumes of pre-written text by someone. To enter into prayer, you would go into a quiet place. Some of us have a ritual room. Most of us don't. So what I would suggest is get yourself a quiet place where you can have a little table, doesn't have to be an altar. On this table, you have a candle, preferably a black, dark blue candle. Light your candle, focus on the flame, and then ring the bell softly. Or if you've got a gong, strike the gong. Then focus your energy on the flame. Just meditate. Just sit there. Focus on the flame. When you have quiet and centered yourself, this is the time when you would then speak. Speak to your Lord Satan. Tell him all that your heart desires. Tell him how you serve him. Tell him what he has done for you. Tell him how you appreciate all the things that come to you. Put everything out there. This is a safe space. You can say whatever you need to say. You can unburden yourself. Once you have had your say, then it is most important that you quiet and center yourself. Sit quietly, focus on the flame, and listen and feel. See if there's anything you experience, any kind of sign, any kind of feeling. For some of us with a bit more practice, you will hear words. sometimes get answers to what you've asked. Words of encouragement. But if it doesn't happen immediately, do not lose heart. You see, there are basically three ways of answering any prayer, or any request for that matter. And they are, yes, you can have it, or you will have it. No, this is not good for you. You might not understand it, but it is not good for you. And then there is always the not now answer. It may be good for you to have what you're asking for, but not at that moment. Not now. And then one should not lose hope. Stand strong. Your prayers are heard, and you will get the just answer. Now, when you've finished, very important, always snub the candle. Do not ever blow out a candle. Now, one has to understand, after a prayer, or a ritual for that matter, there is always a lot of work that needs to be done behind the scenes, so to speak. If you put any energy or any work into motion, you need to give the universe time. The wheels of time has to turn, and all of the things that you ask for or request or want to have needs to be placed in motion, and it needs to be coming from wherever the source might be. If you are requesting for a pay raise, then the seed for that has to be placed in your manager, boss's ear. He has to start thinking about it. He has to notice your work. He has to give you a positive performance review. And then only can he says, yes, he thinks you should get a raise. This does not happen immediately. As you can see, a simple example like that will take a month or two. When you go for bigger things, like people's minds to change, or people to have a different perspective on something, of course that will take much longer. Don't lose heart, stand fast, and make sure that you always, always give thanks for everything that does happen in your life. Use your prayer time as a time to center yourself, gather your energies, pull yourself towards yourself, so to say, and be a proud satanic male. As always, I am here to help and guide you any way you need. Feel free to send me an email and we can talk about your needs and what I can help you with. Also, if any of you feel the need to assist in the making of these podcasts, I do not charge a membership fee, but any kind of tribute or support is always welcome. Check out the website, gsl.disorg.nz. There's all kinds of interesting reading material for you there. Hail, my brothers, and Ave Satanas.